In Washington, the Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled a hearing today to deal with a fallout, big fallout, from a recent Supreme Court decision. This was a case called Blakely v. Washington. It involves sentencing guidelines. Now, it's not gotten all of the news coverage that it might have, considering that it has absolutely turned upside down American courts. Slate and Day-to-Day legal analysts discussed the story with Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand.
First of all, tell us what the Supreme Court ruled in Blakely.
Blakely involved a man accused of kidnapping his wife. The maximum sentence he could get for doing that was 53 months. The judge found that he acted with deliberate cruelty. He found that separately from anything that the jury found, and he increased the sentence to 90 months. Essentially, what the Supreme Court said is that judges cannot go over jury decisions about sentencing based on their own ideas unless the jury had found those facts at trial. In other words, judges cannot depart further from a jury finding unless the jury has found the facts the judges used to make those decisions.
So it's curtailed the judge's power. Why has this made lawyers crazy?
Well, it's made lawyers crazy because although it's a case from Washington State, and the Supreme Court said they're only deciding about Washington State, this is a sentencing scheme that's used in at least a dozen other states, and it's the basis of the federal sentencing guidelines, which also permits this system. So essentially, while the court said we're not going to invalidate the federal guidelines today, they of course raised the question that the entire federal guidelines are unconstitutional.
And since this decision came down, there have been some major decisions coming out of some various federal courts. Has Blakely affected those decisions?
Blakely has created chaos is not too strong a word, Madeline, and Justice O'Connor in her dissent in Blakely predicted that. We've had at least six district courts that have said that the federal sentencing guidelines are altogether unconstitutional. We have district courts around the country resentencing criminals to try to get rid of factors that were not found by a jury in the first place. In West Virginia, we saw a man who had been convicted in a drug-making conspiracy. His sentence was reduced from 20 years to 1 year last week. In D.C., the guy, you may remember, who threatened to blow up his tractor in the middle of the mall just was released early, 4 years early, again, because the judge felt that he had been sentenced unconstitutionally. More important still, the federal courts of appeals are already at odds over this, Madeline. The Court of Appeal for the Seventh Circuit last Friday invalidated parts of the guidelines, whereas yesterday the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals went completely the other way.
And I understand even Martha Stewart wants to take advantage of this ruling when she's sentenced on Friday.
Sure, Martha Stewart and everybody else. Stewart's lawyers are basically saying, look, the federal courts should set aside all of the sentencing guidelines. They're unconstitutional. That would allow the judge to depart downward from the guidelines, and instead of giving the 10 to 16 months prison time, give Martha Stewart just probation.
And the Senate Judiciary Committee is meeting today to discuss this. What could they do?
Well, there's all sorts of speculation about what they're going to do, but essentially I think what they want to do is put power back into the hands of prosecutors and take it away from judges. The guidelines were created to try to create uniformity across the system, and that has, of course, completely spiraled out of control. Different courts are now imposing all sorts of different rules. So I think the number one thing the Judiciary Committee wants to do is reinstate some kind of order so that there is uniformity again.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. Thanks, Dahlia.
Thanks, Madeline.